And joining us on the line now is the head coach of the Oak Ridge, Joe Gaddis. Coach, first off, thank you for joining us for a little bit of time tonight, and congratulations on what I'm sure has got to be a huge win, given everything 2020 has tossed at your ball club.
And thank you very much. It's a huge win for us to back at about 10 o'clock on September 18th. We were staring 2-3 in the face. West had just beaten us, and you know, most people thought we were done for. And then we've reeled off 9 straight victories, seemingly getting better each week. And you know, now we're playing for a state championship when people thought we were going to end up with a losing record. So it's been quite a turnaround.
It'll be the first time Oak Ridge has competed for a state title since 2005. You'll be seeking the 8th title in school history. Is there anything, does this season feel extra special to just be competing for a state title, considering everything, football and school as a teacher, just everything all of us have faced in 2020?
Yeah, everybody knows 2020 has been a crazy year, to say the least. You know, when we started practice the first week of June, who knew that we would ever play a football game? And even when we started playing games, who knew we would ever finish? You know, a lot of teams missed 1 game, 2 games. We've been able to avoid that. And, you know, now we're at a point where the season has got a week to go. It looks like we're going to be able to finish the season. And, you know, we're blessed to be playing for a state championship in the strangest of all seasons.
Hey, Coach, thanks for joining us. You know, I think that me and you can both agree that 5A, especially in East Tennessee, is absolutely loaded. Teams like South Doyle, West, Powell, Central. Were you all overlooked any coming into this year, do you think?
Were we overlooked?
Yes.
Probably to a degree. I don't think anybody necessarily thought we were going to be in the same breath as Powell and West, for sure. I think, you know, some people thought we had a good football team, but, you know, Central was defending state champions 2 years in a row. Powell had a great team. West had a great team. South Doyle had a great team. And I think we slipped under the radar for much of the season. And, you know, staring 2-3 in the face, nobody took us seriously until probably when we beat Powell. That opened some eyes, and then we've gotten better ever since.
Coach, one last question, then we'll let you get out of here and get back to doing some celebrating, as I'm sure you're doing. Did you expect a good old-fashioned defensive grudge match today coming into this matchup with South Doyle?
Honestly, yes. I didn't expect necessarily a four. I didn't know what the score would be, but I couldn't see either team scoring a lot because, frankly, our defense is great. I mean, we've had 4 or 5 shutouts. We have a great defense. They have a much better defense than people give them credit for. Everybody talks about Sean Gary, justifiably so. But their defensive front is easily the best we faced. West has a great defense, too. But the South Doyle defense played great tonight, and they made it really hard on us to run the football. But I really anticipated the game, a low-scoring game. I didn't think either team would score much.
Joe Gaddis and Oak Ridge, 14-0 winners tonight over South Doyle, and will advance to the state title game. Coach, thank you for joining us. Enjoy this moment, as I'm sure you and your players are, and best of luck with your preparation as you get ready to take on Summit in the state title game.
Thank you very much.